Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministers. We're in Romans chapter 10 today. So let's get on with our prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you and praise you and worship you for the Word of God and the mighty things that you show us. And I am so grateful, Father, that the book of Romans tells us over and over and over, we're not under the law. We're not subject to the law. We are free from the law. And Father, I am so grateful for this. Thank you, Lord. Now as the word goes out today, bless it to the people. In Jesus' name, amen. I am so grateful that I am not under this law, that nobody was able to keep this law. So I don't even have to try to keep the law. I just walk in love and I fulfill the law. And how does this come? How do you learn about this? Well, Romans 10:17 clearly tells you that faith comes from hearing the good news. Or faith comes from hearing the Word of God. The Word of God. The good news about Jesus Christ. But what about the Jews? Have they heard God's Word? Yes, for it has gone wherever they are. The good news has been told to the ends of the earth. And did they understand that God would give His salvation to others if they refused to take it? Yes, they did. For even back in the time of Moses, God had said that He would make His people jealous, and He would try to wake them up by giving His salvation to the foolish heathen nations. Boy, am I glad He gave it to us heathen nations, because I sure did need it. But later on, He told Isaiah, or actually later on Isaiah said himself boldly, that God would be found by people who weren't even looking for Him. In the meantime, He keeps on reaching out His hand to the Jews, but they keep arguing and refusing to come. I ask them, has God rejected and deserted His people? The Jews, oh no, not at all. Remember that I myself, Paul said, I am a Jew. I am a descendant of Abraham and a member of Benjamin's family. No, God has not discarded His own people, whom He chose from the very beginning. Do you remember what the scripture says about this? Elijah the prophet was complaining to God about the Jews. He was telling God how they had killed the prophet and torn down the altars. Elijah claimed that he was the only one left in all the land who still loved God. And now they were trying to kill him too. I mean, I'm sure there's times in every one of our life when we thought we were the only Christian left. I know there's been a few times I felt like that, but I'm in good company here. Elijah the prophet, he felt like that also. And do you remember what God replied? God said, no, you are not the only one left. I have 7,000 others beside you who are still loving me and have not bowed down to idols. That's the same today. Not all the Jews have turned away from God. There are a few being saved as a result of God's kindness in choosing them. And if it is by God's kindness, then it is not by their being good enough. For in that case, the free gift would no longer be free. It isn't free when it is earned. So this is the situation. Most of the Jews have not found the favor of God they are looking for. If you have, the ones God has picked out, but the eyes of the others have been blinded. This is what our scripture refers to when they say that God has put them to sleep. He is shutting their eyes and ears so that they do not understand what we are talking about when we tell them of Christ. And so it is to this very day. King David spoke of the same thing when he said, let their good food and other blessings trap them into thinking all is well between themselves and God. Let these good things boomerang on them and fall back upon their heads to justly crush them. Let their eyes be dim, he said, so they cannot see. Let them walk bent-backed forever with a heavy load. Does this mean that God has rejected His Jewish people forever? Of course not. His purpose was to make His salvation available to the Gentiles And then the Jews would be jealous and begin to want God's salvation for themselves. Now, if the whole world became rich as a result of God's offer of salvation, when the Jews stumbled over it and turned it down, think how much greater a blessing the world will share in later on when the Jews too come to Christ. As you know, God has appointed me, Paul, as a special messenger to you Gentiles. I lay great stress on this and remind the Jews about it as often as I can, so that if possible, I can make them want what you Gentiles have and in that way save some of them. And how wonderful it will be when they become Christians. When God turned away from them, it meant that he turned to the rest of the world to offer his salvation. And now it is even more wonderful when the Jews come to Christ. It will be like dead people coming back to life. And since Abraham and the prophets are God's people, their children will be too. For if the roots of the tree are holy, the branches will be holy also. But some of these branches from Abraham's tree, some of the Jews, have been broken off, and you Gentiles who were branches from, we might say, a wild olive tree, were grafted in. So now you too receive the blessings promised that God has promised Abraham and his children, sharing in God's rich nourishment of his own special olive tree. Now, I don't know about you, but I am extremely grateful that I've been grafted in. I want to do everything I can to stay grafted in and to walk holy before God. I do not want to be cut off. But he reminds us of this. In Romans chapter 11, verse 18, he said, "But you must be careful not to brag about being put in to replace the branches that were broken off. Remember that you are important only because you are now part of God's tree. You're just a branch. You're not a root." Well, you may be saying, "Those branches were broken off to make room for me, so I must be pretty good." Watch out. Remember that those branches, the Jews, were broken off because they didn't believe God. And you are there only because you do. Do not be proud. Be humble and grateful and careful. For if God did not spare the branches he put there in the first place, he won't spare you either. Notice how God is both kind and severe. He is very hard on those who disobey, but very good to you if you continue to love and trust him. But if you don't, you too will be cut off. On the other hand, if the Jews leave their unbelief behind them and come back to God, God will graft them back into the tree again. He has the power to do that. For if God was willing to take you who were so far away from him, being part of a wild olive tree, and graft you into his own good tree, a very unusual thing to do, don't you see? That he will be far more ready to put the Jews back in again who were there in the first place. Now, I want you to know about this truth from God, dear brothers, so that you will not feel proud and start bragging. Yes, it is true that some of the Jews have set themselves against the gospel now, but this will last only until all of you Gentiles have come in, have got saved. When you've all come to Christ, those of you will, and then all Israel will be saved. Do you remember what the prophet said about this? "There shall come out of Zion a deliverer, and he shall turn the Jews from all ungodliness. At that time I will take away their sins, just as I promised." Now many of the Jews are enemies of the gospel. They hate it. But this has been a benefit to you, for it has resulted in God giving his gift to you Gentiles. Yet the Jews are still beloved of God because of his promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For God's gifts and his call can never be withdrawn. That's an amazing statement there in Romans 11:29. For God's gifts and his call can never be withdrawn. He will never go back on his promises. Once you were rebels against God, but when the Jews refused his gifts, God was merciful to you instead. And now the Jews are the rebels. But someday they too will share in God's mercy upon you. For God has given them all up to sin so that he could have mercy upon all alike. Oh, what a wonderful God we serve. How great is his wisdom and knowledge and riches. How impossible it is for us to understand his decisions and his methods. For who among us can know the mind of the Lord? Who knows enough to be his counselor and guide? Isn't that amazing? Who can possibly know the mind of God? He is a mighty king, an awesome God. I'm telling you, if you can ever get to the point where you think you can understand the mind of God, you've really got something going. And who could ever offer to the Lord enough to induce him to act? For everything comes from God alone. Everything lives by his power, and everything is for his glory. To him be glory forevermore. And so, dear brothers, I plead with you to give your bodies to God. Let them be a living sacrifice, holy, the kind he can accept. When you think of what he has done for you, is this too much to ask? Don't copy the behavior and customs of the world, but be a new and different person with a fresh newness in all you do and think. Then you will learn from your own experience how his ways will really satisfy you. As God's messengers, I give each of you God's warning. Be honest in your estimate of yourselves, measuring your value by how much faith God has given you. Just as there are many parts to our bodies, so it is with Christ's body. Now think about this. We are all part of his body, and it takes every one of us to make it complete. For we each have different work to do, so we belong to each other, and each needs all the others. God has given each of us the ability to do certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, then prophesy whenever you can, as often your faith is strong enough to receive a message from God. So whatever you do, do it for the glory of God, because he's the one that's given you these great and mighty gifts. Everything we have comes from God. Nothing we have is our own. Praise him. We would love to send you free audio and video tapes, CDs, DVDs of our teachings on all kinds of subjects. Call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106 for free audio and video tapes. Also on the web at www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.